4DJC.
Jerry, KO4HGX.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm done for the day. Got the truck heading up 25 to go switch vehicles and then on to the house. Hope you've been doing okay. Haven't talked to you in quite a while.
Patrick, I've been a little bit under the weather. I had some surgery back in February, and it just took me a while to get over it. It wasn't anything real major, but I couldn't really do a whole lot of anything. So I hadn't been on the air until recently. I can't get into the repeater from with my hand held from downstairs, so I have to come upstairs and use a mobile as a base up here. Have to use it to get into all the repeaters and so forth. I'm doing a lot better now, though, a whole lot better. Feeling better. Just wish it was a little bit cooler, though.
I'm with you on that. But good to hear you that you're doing better, and that's for sure. That's always a good thing to hear. And, yeah, I guess climbing those steps after having a surgery is a challenge of any kind of surgery.
Like I said, it wasn't major surgery, anything like that. It just took a while for me to get over what they did. It just took a while for be able to sit down good again, that sort of thing. It's just prostate surgery, but they didn't find any cancer or anything like that, and they think I'm gonna be fine, so hopefully that'll continue. Just wasn't very comfortable sitting for a long period of time, and I wasn't able to do a whole lot for a few weeks there, and didn't want to do anything to make things worse. But like I said, I started feeling better, but really about a month ago, I guess. But I got really sick here I feel a whole lot better. I got sick with something. I don't know what it was. It's almost like food poisoning. It made my wife and I extremely sick, and I wound up having to go to the emergency room to get some fluids in me. I was really, really sick. I haven't been that sick since it's been 30 or 40 years since I've been that sick. Sometimes either virus or something got a hold of me and just tore me all up. But that's what happens when you get old. But baby, how's business? Business still good?
This is not great, but it's not bad. I mean, it's just kind of holding its own right now, which that's about all you can ask for. Not complaining by any means, but not
going to
brag about it either.
I can't think of any business that's really doing as well as it could be. If gas prices or diesel prices continue to hurt people, and everything's just like, seems like everything's like 25% more expensive now than it was just a few years ago. That inflation can slow down, but it don't roll back.
And that's what everybody doesn't realize when they see those numbers. It's down to a 3 now, 3%. Well, it was 9 last month. Well, that's cumulative. It's not. Still not going backwards.
Yeah, you pay more for less, and less service, and you go out to eat or something. It's exorbitant. Now, it's crazy how expensive even fast food places have gotten. But you just have to watch your pennies. But I'm glad everything's going well for you, as well as it is. Everybody in the family doing okay?
Doing good, everybody. Son come by and visit with me yesterday for Father's Day after he got off work. Stayed for a little bit, and then I had to call the net last night. So he went on home, and he's got to work today. So don't want to stay out too late. But wife and I are all doing good. No new aches, pains, or creaks or pops.
That's a day when you get up and got anything new wrong. That's a good day. I've been following you on APRS. You got what are you running for APRS now? I see your truck traveling up and down the map, couldn't remember what you told me you had.
Kenwood TMD. 710G.
shame they discontinued that. They're coming out with another one. I think it's going to be next year. It's going to be a tri-bander, I think, with a 220 in it. But good Lord, it'll probably be $1,000 by the time we get everything done on it. It's going to have probably going to have a color screen. It's going to have D-Star and all that sort of stuff on it, too. But it's apers on the bands. But like everything else has just gone up and up. I've still been running my... Now, I've got a D-75 I like for D-Star, but it's too expensive to get out and carry it around much. But I've got I'm running a FTM-300 here at the house, and I like it a lot. It's got pretty good audio on this end. I guess it sounds good on the other side. I hadn't heard anybody complain about it.
Sounded really good. No complaints there at all. I can't remember the number on now, but anyway, that seems to be a pretty good little radio. Several other people have it.
Real big. It's got it's the regular true dual band. They'll do cross band duplex and full duplex for satellites too. So I use a VIP sometimes when the weather's not so hot. I don't get outside with it now, but it's so hot now. I don't even fool with it right now. But it's got a good display and it's got a. It's got a good speaker. It's got a top-mounted speaker, and it's got a good mount bracket. But I just use it as a base. And like I said, it's easy for me to see. And my vision that grows a lot easier for me to see. And it does. The APRS in it is good, but it's not quite as good as the Kenwood is, I don't think. But still, for the money, you can buy these things on sale at a pretty reasonable price. Plus, they got all the mount brackets with them, too, so you don't have to pay extra for all that stuff like you do for the Micoms.
You know it. But how are you liking that Kenwood handheld, the TH-75?
Tell you what, I really, really like it. It's a whole lot better than 74 is. But, yeah, I've only got two radios, and they were way too expensive. It's a good radio. It's built a little bit better, I think, and it's got more features on it. And it's a little easier to. I think it's got a little bit better battery life. It wasn't a major change, but they keep adding stuff, adding firmware upgrades to it, and it keeps getting a little bit better. And it's got a setup where I can use it in a terminal mode, where I can hook it up to my PC. And operate it without a hotspot that way. And also, I can hook it up to an Android phone or a tablet and with Wi-Fi and wirelessly and use it on my, use it instead of a hotspot that way too. But again, it only does D-Star. It doesn't cross mode like some of them do. But like I said, I like it because APRS works good and I like using it for satellite stuff. But, at the price it's bringing now, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody, but if you like Kenwood stuff, I'd recommend it, but otherwise it's probably about $200 more, $150 more expensive than anything else is.
The
ICOM,
61, when it come out, the HT there that come out, about 2 years ago, that thing was expensive too.
They still sell new for about $600. But I don't like the display on the 50T that well. It's easy to see, but it's not a real good display. The Yaesu's do have a better display. Kenwood do too. The Yaesu's definitely have a better display. As far as for a handheld, if somebody wanted to get one, it wouldn't, real expensive. I'd go along with it. Real rugged and it's waterproof. You drop in a glass of water, you don't have to worry about it.
For HKX. Well, the FT5D, that's what my HT is. That's what I carry when I'm using it. Unless I'm looking to do DMR, then I'll carry the Anytone. But I like that little FT5D. It's easy to program from front panel. Everything works pretty well on it. Battery life, not the greatest, but not the worst either.
the battery life on a lot of them. I mean, I think the Icon's got good, pretty good battery life on it, but yeah, that's a big radio, and then the D-75 is a big radio too, and all that stuff going on in it just eats the batteries up. But the 5D is I think it's a good, well-balanced radio. It also has got this screen is really easy to read, and APRS on it works good. It's a little hard to send messages with it, but it's not terrible. And the other thing is I like Fusion, C4FM. I like it a little bit. I mean, I like D-Star too, and I'm on D-Star a good bit, but I like that C4FM. The audio is a little better on it, I think. And they even got a new Fusion repeater here in Anderson now, about 2.5 miles from my house. But they don't have it hooked up to the Wire 6 system yet, so you can't get on the internet yet. But they're eventually going to do that. So, yeah, that's good. But Fusion sounds, I kind of think DMR probably sounds maybe the best, or DMR and Fusion are two equal. But D-Star is kind of down the list as far as how the audio is.
Much of consensus. I've never done D-Star or Fusion, no Fusion around, and I give up on trying to get on the D-Star. I just give up on it.
I think D-Star works better on a hotspot than Fusion does. A Fusion works good on a hotspot. It sounds, you know, with the AC radio, it sounds good. Everybody, a lot of people I talk to, they run hotspots, either run that open spot 4 or either a 3 or whatever, or either just run a, Raspberry Pi hotspot, in the house somewhere. And it seems to sound good, and it works good. I mean, in order to fully get the whole thing with Wire 6, you got to have it hooked up to the computer, which is a little bit of a pain, but it gives you a lot more information on it than it does when you're going through a repeater, either going down, using a hotspot. But it sounds good. They sound good to me. It's a little bit easier for me to hear. The audio is a little more legible to me than D-Star is. But I like D-Star, though. With Icon Radio, it's hard to beat. It's not as good with other brand radios, I don't think, but it's workable with a hotspot. But there ain't no D-Star repeaters. I mean, there ain't nothing around close by that I know of. Not close enough for me to hit.
Still got my 5100, and it scans a D-Star station in the area, and there's still quite a bit of traffic on it. I can't remember the call sign or the frequency right now, so I'd have to look it up again. But Jerry, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm here where I switch vehicles, and I'm going to get this switch done as quick as I can and get up the hill where it's cooler. But it's good to talk to you today, and glad you're feeling better, and hope you continue to get better. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. So you stay safe out there. KO4H Kex, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Jerry.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for getting back to me. Good to hear from you. Hope you continue to do well yourself, and get cool. If you go higher, you get cooler. That's one good thing about being in North Carolina. We'll see you later. K4HKX, M4DJC, clear.
W4HI, W4HI listening.
Hi, this is AC6IW. Hi, this is AC6IW.
H4HI, listening.
Hi, and 0TR, hi, Bruce.